Well, now that we know when David Letterman's last show is going to be, it's going to be sad to see him go, but his life will go on. David joins us on the phone from his home. Good morning, Dave.
Mark, how the hell are you? I'm here in the kitchen with Paul and Regis. Yeah, we're making seafood gumbo from the Emeril Lagasse cookbook. Bam, Dave. Regis also says, bam, Dave.
So, Dave, is this how you're going to be spending time after your show ends?
Oh, good God, I hope not. It's like three men in a Turkish prison over here. let's mix the flour in, fellas. But wait a minute, Mark. Regis is crying. Because Regis noticed your onions aren't finely chopped, for God's sakes. Very emotional in the kitchen now, Dave. Let's talk about something else, because soon Regis is going to have to change his feminine napkin.
Oh, wow.
Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide, Dave. Thank you, Botha Reach. Where's my shrimp at? Regis, dry your tears, you big sissy. Paul, throw in the shrimp while I do a top 10 list. Bam again, Dave. Since Sunday is Easter, kids, here are the top 10 things about the Easter Bunny that creep me out. Here we go, number 10. I don't trust anything that wears a colorful satin vest and a pastel bow tie. Hey, I'm wearing that right now. Number 9, not keen on the idea of taking crap out of his basket. Ew. Number 8, not a fan of anything that wants you to sit on his knee at the mall. So creepy, Dave. Number 7, sneaks into your house at night, hides eggs, and he's not wearing pants. Need I say more? Well, that sounds like something Andy Chanley would do, Dave. Number 6, can't tell if it's a chick or a dude. Same problem I have with Bruce Jenner. Number 5, a gigantic version of anything cute is horrifying. Regis is feeling fluish. Hang on, Reach. Number 4, jealousy of Santa is apparent. Dang. Number 3, a hop, skip, and a jump away from complete evil. Friday the 13th stuff, Dave. Number 2, it's the only holiday where you force kids to decorate the single smelliest food on the planet. Stinky poo-poo, Dave. And the number 1 thing about the Easter Bunny that creeps me out, anything with teeth that big is not to be trusted. Thanks for the time, kids. Hey, let's hurry up. Regis has to tinkle. Potty time required, Dave. Well, Emeril Lagasse can kiss my butt. This stuff tastes like crap.
Well, I promised I wouldn't, but Eric, you knocked it out of the park again. You don't know, all 3 of those voices came out of one guy's mouth.
I had one brain pause there, Mark. Other than that, we'll give him a mulligan.
Eric, we'll talk to you soon, my brother.
All right, take care.